I already forgot what I said the first time.
I did too. It's okay. This is like our fourth time. Fifth time.
Royal Life Clone Wars.
New job.
New job.
Yay.
Nailed it.
Hello, everybody.
Dab.
Dab this way to the left.
I did it to the right.
Oh, look at that. That's crazy. It's like we're pointing at each other. So this is a show that we do.
It's called Interpretations of a Concept.
Guys, exciting news. I'm no longer unemployed.
That didn't take long, fortunately.
Yeah, our good friend Jacob hooked me up.
Your fly is undone.
My fly is undone? Holy shit, it is. Oops. Well, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. So Jacob got me a job like in 2 days, and it's great. Shout out, Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob.
We love you.
We
do. Another big thing that's happening. I live here now.
Yes, he moved in yesterday.
Yay! This
is my house we record in.
And then my car window got shot out by a BB gun. So, you know, they really know how to welcome you to the neighborhood around here.
Yeah, there are some rampant youths in the neighborhood. I got getting email notifications about it from the community websites that I'm a member of.
Yeah, damn that rap music corrupting the urban youths. Anyway.
Yeah, they always rap about shooting out car windows.
That's right. Also, guys, it's been an incredible week because I'm actually drinking tonight, which is a change. Yeah, it's trash beer. Don't everyone get all excited at once. So what are we talking about tonight, Ian?
Whatever, man. This week.
This week has been a little crazy.
You got us all excited to hear about this crazy week.
Oh, I mean, that's true. Yeah, so basically it wasn't that crazy, guys. I moved to Ian's house. I got fired or, like, let go from my job, which you all knew from last week. Super sad news. But I have a new job now doing battery stuff. So that's cool.
Changing batteries, selling batteries, charging batteries,
changing out the acid in, motorcycle batteries,
re-acidizing batteries.
Yeah. I'm not a battery doctor yet, but I'm getting there. We're learning how to broil tonight. We're using the broiler for the first time. I don't think in all my years of cooking, I've ever broiled anything.
I haven't either. Although, they do flame broil the burgers at Burger King. Flame broiled Whoppers.
That is true.
I worked at Burger King making flame broiled Whoppers.
Did you wear paper hats?
I didn't, actually. Aww, but
sad day. Ian also learned what cooking something down last night was, too.
In relation to vegetables.
Yes, it was wonderful. I'm teaching Ian how to cook, and it is a magical journey. A magical carpet ride, if you will. So, yeah, that was pretty much my week. Ian, anything crazy happened to you?
I very nearly messed up one of the phone systems for one of our call centers that we don't even own.
Nice.
But for some reason, we're still responsible for their system.
Sounds like a waste of money.
I don't really understand why, but I got a ticket in requesting that I change the routing options in the recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. But I had to create a new work group to ring several specific users' phones all at once.
Right.
I created that, no problem. But when I set the routing option to go to extension and tried to type that in, it gave me an invalid extension. Even though I just created it and it populated when I did it, does the autofill thing.
Mm.
And then I was rearranging the response options for the different menus. I hadn't even made any new ones this time. I was just rearranging them. And I set all the options and I tried to click save and it said error, can't be blank.
That's
and
weird.
They weren't.
Hmm. I'm not a phone or computer wizard, so I'm going to trust that you knew what you were doing.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, I did, but I didn't know how to fix that. I had to call our vendor.
Oof. Oh, also, our Canadians. I know I haven't seen you all in a couple of episodes or talked about you all. So hi, Canadians. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Had to throw them in there.
I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. So, yeah, this is our lives. And that's about all I had for this week. Oh, moving my mattress down the stairs was fun.
That was an adventure. I don't know how you got it up there.
Bro, it took like 4 of us to get that thing up there. So I threw away my old mattress because it was just disgusting. Because like I don't do sheets or anything. And I just lay my mattress on the ground because I'm an animal and I don't sleep upward like most people.
Upward.
That's right. I call it, you know, box springs. I call it sleeping upward. Anyway, so long story short, mattress is gone and we're here now. And this is just wonderful. And I get to see Boss and Jubilee all the time now. Truly a blessing within itself.
Kind of camping here, though. Sleeping on air mattress.
Yeah.
Or my army cot.
Yeah, we're doing cot for now. Don't worry. I'll have a bed soon. Gonna scour the internet and find a bed. Because that's where adults find beds, right?
It is now.
Ha ha, that's right. Pioneer. So today, as you all know, or may not have known, but you're about to know, season 7, the final season of Clone Wars, has dropped on Disney Plus.
Yeah, we're up to 3 episodes.
Yeah, because if you're like me, you thought they were going to drop all at once because, you know, why not? But nah, Disney is going to ride that Star Wars train as long as they can. So we have to wait weekly. And I'm kind of upset about that.
Just like watching regularly scheduled programming on TV.
But I pay for a streaming service. I want to stream it all at once and then rewatch it.
Disney's the worst streaming service.
It is an evil company, and they don't even keep the closed captions on, like, after you turn them on.
Yeah, I have to turn it on every single episode.
Or have they fixed the thing with Star Wars yet? I haven't watched anything since Mandalorian and, of course, Clone Wars, like we did last night.
The thing.
Where the screen turned half black?
I don't think I ever experienced that.
I thought we did when we were watching something. Or maybe it was just me. I don't know. Like, in the beginning, when Mandalorian first came out, there was, like, the screen would go a little bit darker, but you could definitely notice it.
No, I didn't.
But it wasn't, like, your display on your television. It was literally Disney fucking up.
No, I didn't experience anything like that.
Well, Ian and I will be going over the first 3 episodes of Clone Wars today.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Although, to real avid Clone Wars fans, it's nothing new.
Right. Nothing's really happened right now.
Well, they already animated these. They just hadn't been released. So you could watch like the beta stage where it's just model animation before they cleaned it up.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like all of it?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we doing that?
I don't know, because I didn't like Clone Wars enough to do that.
Fair. That's fair. And I don't know where you would even find that. Where do you find something like that?
YouTube, probably.
YouTube is a very powerful thing. Yeah. Hey, you know what we won't see on YouTube anymore? Mike Bloomberg ads. Because he is gone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he dropped out.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, he wasted $500 million or something like that. And then he was like, nope. But yeah.
Whack.
So, spoiler alerts for all you who are waiting for more episodes to drop, but really, nothing really happens in these first 3 episodes. Well, I mean, like, stuff happens, but, like, nothing to, like, spoil the show. Like, they're not launching Order 66 or anything.
I doubt that'll happen in the show.
I heard it is going to happen in the show.
It happens in the movie. There's no need to have it in the show. Although, it would be nice to get a little bit more than just the clips we saw.
Right.
I was always just offended to my very core that the clones were able to take out Jedi Masters that easily.
Well, if you play Fallen Order, you get to see the perspective of it, like what was going on spaceships and stuff. Like him and his master are in space.
I do want to play that game.
When Order 66 goes off, and it is one of the saddest scenes in video game history. It's real fucked up. It's like Fox and the Hound level sad.
Fox and the Hound.
Yeah, that's how I rate sadness. If it's up there with Fox and the Hound, it's sad as fuck. There's Titanic sad. Then there's Mean Girls sad.
Mean Girls?
Yeah.
What's sad about that?
So Mean Girls is like your low tier sadness. Because, you know, like, no one likes Lindsay Lohan. Oh, that's kind of sad. High school sucks.
Really?
Then you have Titanic sad. Because Celine Dion can just, she can really belt it out. And then you've got fucking Fox and the Hound sad. Or Bambi's mom getting shot sad. Take your pick. They're interchangeable. Basically any Disney parent death. Nemo's mom. Andy going to college sad. I mean, it's just interchangeable. Opening up, we see Admiral Spider-Bitch.
Trench.
I always call him Admiral Spider-Bitch. I know that's not his name. But he's got some cyborg upgrades.
He had those earlier.
Did he? I thought that they blew him up and that's why he had them.
Yeah. Well, I think he blew up early on in the series and then he came back and then
blew up again. Gone.
I don't think he blew up the second time. I don't remember.
Now he's
already
just,
again. I've forgotten.
He's such a minor character. I don't know why they keep choosing to open with him.
Because he's the only, like, tactically sound character that the Confederacy of Independent Systems has.
I mean, General Grievous.
He's not tactical.
I know. That was a joke. So we start out with the clones. They're fighting over the gas planet. Big old gas planet. Isn't that where that gas planet is in Rebels later on?
What gas planet?
I don't know, the one with all the monsters on it.
That wasn't a gas planet. They were standing on it.
Okay, well then what were you referring to last
Yavin
night?
Yavin Prime.
Yeah.
They're not on Yavin Prime. The Bad Batch said they were there. I can't remember the name of the planet they were on in the episode, but it shows up in Rebels.
Yeah. So, we get to see that. We meet a new clone squadron.
Awesome.
Yeah, Cody thinks that Echo is still alive. Or Rex. Rex thinks Echo is still alive. And they go off to try to find him. And they have the failed clones from the Bad Bunch.
Bad Batch.
Yeah. Unit 99. Which is pretty cool. You said you really liked Hunter.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
Especially his helmet.
Yeah, it's the most Stormtrooper-esque of the clones so far.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I like all of their abilities. Like, just because they're defected, they have these weird abilities.
How do they refer to it in the show?
They're modifications.
No, it was a desirable mutation.
Desirable mutation, yeah. Although I don't see how being super smart is a desirable mutation. Like,
well, I would desire to be that.
I mean, yeah, but you also made fun of him. You made fun of...
I said he looks like the engineer from Team Fortress 2.
He also looks... He does. If he has his helmet off, he also looks like the guy from Atlantis.
Oh, Milo.
Yeah.
James Thatch.
He's Milo. No, my favorite one out of all of them, though, has got to be either the really, really buff one or the really buff one. He's the comedic effect, like picking up ships and throwing them up and then saying like boom and then they blow up and shit.
Yeah, he's real simple.
Yeah, he's a very simple character and I relate with him and I love him and I don't want anything bad to happen to him, which it probably will. So episode one, we're kind of introduced to these people, these clones, after this failed battle attempt, and they try to take over this communications tower. Rex gets this signal that's like, that's his signal. So in episode two, what do we see going on, like their rescue mission, or is that episode three?
That's episode three and two, they trace the signal.
Right.
To command post. And then liberate that.
Oh yeah, that's right, because they have to figure out where it's coming from. Yeah, those two episodes kind of melded together for me. I don't know if it's because I watched them when I was super tired last night, but like I kind of keep mixing up 3 and 2.
Well, we did watch them back to back, and it's all one story.
Right. Yeah, that whole first 3 episodes is like the arc of the clones. I really like how we don't see any Jedi like fights, really. I mean, Anakin does some things, but I mean, like, if you think back to season 6, like, a majority of that fighting was between, like, Darth Maul and the Jedi Council, all these things, right? Hmm. I kind of like Star Wars' simplistic stormtrooper, like, let's see how things are moving along, you know, militarily, you know? Like, yes. Let's see the average...
I like the different perspective, too. It's not all about the Jedi.
Right. It's kind of nice to see, like, we see Rex looking at the photo he has of Fives, Echo, and who was the other one?
Cody.
And he's like, so many clones have died. And we start to see, like, the humanity of the clones. And you're like, man, this war is, like, really taking an effect on them.
As it would, yeah.
Then I think it's like a very deep, deep thing to like ponder is like, is it even worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like when they start adding that kind of stuff in. Like the various battles and action sequences are fun to watch once or twice, but they really don't add anything. I skip over most of those episodes.
Right. It kind of makes you think too. Like when you look at all these other clones on the field, like, they're thinking the same thing this one perspective is. Like,
there's certain variations.
Right. They're probably considering, like, does my life have meaning, you know? And I think that they're exploring a very deep concept with, like, this opening few episodes. Probably the funniest thing, though, that I found in episode 3 was Obi-Wan. When Anakin and...
I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
Or was that 2?
One of them.
It was 2 because... No, it was 3 because that's when they go to the lizard planet thingy, right? The natives and they're flying around.
I don't know. That's not important.
Yeah, anyway, regardless. Obi-Wan has tried to find Anakin. And Anakin's...
closeted away.
Yeah.
And fracking.
Fracking with his Pregger's wife Padme, and Obi-Wan's like, "Where is he?" And Rex is trying to lie, and it's hilarious. And then him and Anakin are walking away, him and Rex, because Anakin's finally done. And Obi-Wan's like, "I hope you said hi to Padme for me." And it's like, we get this like little window into Obi-Wan actually knowing. Which I thought was really interesting and an interesting direction to take that. Kind of makes what he said in episode 3 a little more like concrete when he's like, Anakin is the father, right? It's like, how would he just come to that conclusion?
How would he not?
I mean, I don't know.
He knows them both pretty well. He spends so much time with Anakin.
Yeah, that is his master, whatever, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Maybe I'm grasping at straws there.
No, it's cool that they're showing a little bit more of how he knew that.
And how they're, like, relating with one another, too, like, during the war. Because all we see in the movies of their relationship is, you know, just them all serious and Anakin being all angsty. It's nice to see in the Clone Wars series as a whole... them actually have a friend/mentor-student relationship, you know?
I do like seeing Anakin in an other-than-angsty light because it makes his fall seem that much more profound.
Ooh, I hadn't even considered that. That's right.
Because we get to meet Ahsoka and see their relationship, too.
And all these things, like, piled on, the turmoil. Yeah. I think it's really fascinating Like, I want to see the nest of Gundarks or whatever they talked about in episode 2.
That was prior to the Clone Wars, though.
I know.
That might be in a comic book.
Oh. Like, I want to see, like, those adventures. I know they've been on adventures together, but I'd like to see more Anakin Obi-Wan shenanigans, you know?
Yeah, it would be cool to see Jedi missions during peacetime, because those would be interesting. There'd be objectives or, like, problems to solve rather than, here's another battle, let's go win it.
Pew, pew, pew. Obi-Wan would actually get to be a consular like he is. Like, he would represent the Republic and actually go on a diplomatic mission.
Mm-hmm.
Anakin could actually be a guardian like he's supposed to. You know, and kind of just, I guess, what?
Those are pretty abstract classes, though.
Right. I mean, to be fair, the Sentinels, man, they really slept on their job. They had one job, sense the dark side and destroy it. They dropped the ball. They really did. But I like the direction the show is going. I like that we're getting to see the Techno-Union world.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I don't like their new style of battle droids, though. They look like what I call them, the coffee worms from
Men in Black.
That's literally what they look like if the coffee worms had guns on their hands.
Yeah, they are strange. And they just showed up, and we don't really get any
explanation as to why. They're not in any other battle that we see.
Although, we don't really get any explanation as to why any of the droids are there.
I mean,
at any point.
That's true.
Other than, like, reference books after the fact.
Oh, something that Ian found disturbing, I guess, or you when you got said, like, oh, put the gonk droid down. The big guy we have more gonk droid humor in Star Wars, where they're lifting this gonk droid up with, like, one arm. It's hilarious. The strong clone flying to the planet. So there is a gonk droid, and I love my gonk droids. But yeah, I really like the Society of the Techno-Union. Like, I don't think
we got to see much of the society.
We see the dude, and we see, like, their meeting place, and they're rolling around, like, on their Segway legs. And they're interesting to me. They keep talking about they have this neutrality. I would like to learn more about that.
Well, the Trade Federation and the Banking Clan both claim to do that, too.
Yeah.
And they are the heads of the Separatists. But it's just to make money. Or profiteering.
As
Padme discovered in a couple of the episodes.
Yeah. So why don't we take a little break, and then when we come back, we can talk about Echo and the really, really cool thing that the Techno-Union Army was doing with him.
And our burgers.
Ooh, the burgers. Yeah, we need to go check on our burgers real quick. All right, we're taking a break.
And we're back.
We are back.
We've cooked and eaten the burgers.
That is not true. We turned on the broiler.
Yeah.
We're
just preheating the oven.
Yeah. Like, we're really excited. I'm really excited to start this journey with you.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand right now. Yes. Oh, that wasn't a hold.
That's true.
Okay.
I was feeling 5.
Anyway, so we were going to talk about Echo real quick. Boss is playing with something. So Echo is alive. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. They find him, and the Techno-Union Army has, like, turned him into, like, a cyborg?
Yeah.
A really cool cyborg. And they have to disconnect his brain from this computer, which is, like, really tense because they're all running around.
Shooting droids.
It's crazy. And then they escape, obviously, because it's Star Wars. But the cool thing we found out about Echo is they accessed his brain, but he also has access to the Confederate shipyards and, like, manufacturers and shit. So I'm curious to see if they're going to have attacks on these and how that's going to affect the war overall.
Probably not much.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, the Republic pretty much knows where all that shit is anyway. As I'm sure the Confederate planets know where their shit is, too.
As the war's wrapping up, that we as the audience know.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, it's wrapping up because we know the war is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. And we see how it turns out in episode 3, so...
Right.
So nothing they really develop in this series is going to be that drastic.
So I actually thought of this as a question to ask you while considering, you know, the Clone Wars at work today. Knowing how it ends, knowing that the Jedi fall, knowing that the clones turn on the Republic and the Republic is dissolved... is that going to affect how you watch the show? Is that going to, like, remove some tension for you? Or,
yes.
Like, you're not going to be too terribly surprised. Like, I guess my second part of that question would be, were you ever surprised during Clone Wars at events that took place?
No. I didn't, like, anticipate any of the events necessarily, but... I do like that they're expounding on some of the lore, which that's like, really all they can do, though, when they make prequels.
Right.
That involve characters we already know have seen their fates.
It makes me sad because Clone Wars has the potential, like some episodes just have the potential to like really reel you in there.
Yes, they do.
And could literally drop like some very, very like suspenseful things. But because we know how it ends, it's kind of taken all that away.
Yes.
And I guess like I do agree with you. I like that they're expanding on the lore. I like how they're expanding upon the profiles of certain characters like Maul or Ahsoka. And we like Anakin's development and actual like being a general in the war. I don't know. It's just
getting to learn meet and
I wish
the clones.
Yeah, I wish that
they had released these in actual order.
Yeah.
I never like prequels because that's always the case. You're like, oh well, we already know that this character's not gonna die, or they always try to make it look like a character died too, and it's like, well, we know they didn't because they're in the movie we've already seen.
Well, then why do you think Rogue One is so spectacular?
Because those are all new characters.
But the anticipation, like the tension, is
because we don't know what's going to happen there. The only the characters we know are side characters in that story, which is awesome,
right?
But in Clone Wars and the whole prequel trilogy, pretty much.
And to clarify, I'm not hating on Rogue One. I love Rogue One.
Yeah, it's awesome. But they did it well. They, as far as, it's not like really a prequel. It's just telling a prior story.
Right.
From a totally different perspective with all new characters that we don't know. But the Clone Wars were like, oh, what did these characters do leading up to the story we already know? Which can be interesting, like the expanding on the lore. However, it does not have that captivating suspense.
Right, it's kind of like
could have.
Remember in Rogue One when they're trying to get the plans out of the tower? Mm-hmm. Now, we all know they get the damn plans off the planet. Sure. But when they're playing that music and she's trying to climb that tower to get away from shit, like the Death Troopers are coming, and it's like the dun-dun-dun, that like was very intense and terrifying. I don't feel that with Clone Wars anymore.
No.
And it's like I said, as a fan of Star Wars, I like it because it's a Star Wars. I just wish that they had taken their time and actually considered the direction they were going to take with the franchise before they decide to do some of the things that they've done.
Oh yeah.
Because Star Wars shaped a generation. Not only our generation, but, I mean, it's 46 years old. Like, it has shaped how cinema has been made. It's shaped how music has been made. It's made all these contributions, and yet, I don't know, man. It feels like Disney is just grasping at what Star Wars could be, you know.
Well, so was George Lucas with Clone Wars.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a Disney thing.
Well, no, it's not a Disney thing. I agree. I'm sorry. I'm saying like Disney with their movies in general.
Well, Rogue One was good. I like the sequels.
The sequels are okay. I mean, to me, they're just okay. Oh, there's our timer. See if our baking soda vinegar mixture fucking works out. We'll give it a couple more minutes. But yeah, I don't know. Just Disney as a whole, I think, is just, in the beginning, they were all about making money, which, of course, any corporation is about. But after the backlash from fans, it's like, now they want to appear like they care. So I don't know. I don't know.
Do they?
Mandalorian is good.
Yes.
Mandalorian is fantastic. If Disney would just keep doing that.
Yes, new characters and new stories.
Yeah, Star Wars would stabilize and be fine.
Well, I think that is where they're going, because the Skywalker saga
is over.
Is over.
And, I mean, again, I like Episode 9. I thought it was a fun movie. I cried. I laughed. I liked it better than I anticipated that I would. And
yeah, I simultaneously liked it as more than I thought. And less than I thought.
Right.
Exactly what I thought.
I don't like how being jerked around by a movie, you know?
Yeah, there was way too much, way too quickly.
And then, if you're going to kill Chewbacca, man. Don't make me cry for 5 minutes and then be like, haha, just kidding, he's alive! Like, okay, fuck you.
Yeah, people don't die enough in Star Wars.
Yeah, sometimes that just needs to happen more. And that's why I like Clone Wars so much, because like when we saw Echo explode, I mean, we all thought he was dead. I missed Echo for like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, so I was really upset that they brought another character back to life. Well, that is the lamest thing
ever
happens in fiction, and it happens right. All the time.
Well, you got to see Rex like actually be sad about it, you know?
Yeah, and that would have been fine, but now right. He's back.
And now everything's okay, and he's a cyborg now, and he has the super secret battle plans, and it's like...
That kind of thing is cool one time.
Gandalf... And
it's been done to death.
I mean, Gandalf the White, when Gandalf does it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the one time. And that was in... That came out, what, in the 50s?
Okay, well, hold on now, because Tolkien copied that one. Because there was someone who did it better. You're going to hate the direction I go with this. You know where I'm going.
No, I don't.
Oh. I mean, there was this man named Jesus who kind of did it.
That's a totally different thing.
I mean, he did it the best.
But by that logic, you've just said that that's fiction.
Oh, God. Now you're going to put words in my mouth.
Hey, I said this is the... I was talking about fiction. I said
some fiction. Well, then, I mean, yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it. No, I'm joking. One of those is real. One of those is not. Gandalf is real. Just kidding. No, he's not. But no, I agree with you. I hate falling in love with a character and the character dies. And then you're like really upset. Like it impacts you. And then them being brought back just cheapens it.
It does. But it's lazy writing right. Every single time.
Like with Palpatine in Episode 9. I know we turned this on Episode 9. We're almost done, people, I promise. I love Palpatine.
I do, too.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a Palpatine fanboy. And when they brought him back in Episode 9, at first I was kind of excited because I was like, ooh, we get to see him on the big screen again. But then the more I thought about it, I was just like, man, that means his death was completely meaningless. And me being sad about him dying... meant nothing.
Yeah, and Anakin bringing balance
and redemption, and that doesn't matter anymore. And Echo didn't die, so now Rex isn't conflicted anymore, so now he can go back to being a copycat good soldier. And it's like, man, I would like some development.
Yeah.
At some point, and not all this lazy fucking friendship writing.
Yeah, I was really excited to see Palpatine, and the portrayal was awesome. And it was thrilling and exciting, and I loved it. But at the same time, yeah, it's so cheap, it's so lazy. And that's one of the things I didn't actually like about the expanded universe, is that people just, like the Emperor in particular, just keeps coming back.
Right.
And sure, he's powerful, enough to justify that, yeah. But come on, you've got to have go somewhere else.
It's not outside the realm of Palpatine's abilities to cheat death.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's lame.
But I'm not giving him a pass either.
No.
But, like, if you have that ability, yeah, use it once, dog. But after that, it's like, all right, man. Like, you keep coming back, but you keep getting mollywopped. Like,
yeah, that was really lame. I feel like he shouldn't have been that easy to beat. That was real quick.
Yeah.
And real, really, really anticlimactic.
Yeah, you put your super secret death squadron. Why are you waiting to launch them into space? The Rebel fleet isn't there. Fucking launch them. Let's go. Why are y'all floating around? Palpatine doesn't need you to protect him.
Yeah, and he's too good at the long game for it to have fallen on its face like that.
Right. Because Palpatine would have had a contingency plan. Like, oh no, I put my super secret army shipyard button on one command ship. Oh, it blew up. Oh, now all the other ones blew up. Now I'm dead.
Yeah, because he always has contingencies.
Right. Operation Cinder.
Exactly.
Everything. I mean, like...
So him coming back this time could be justified or explained away,
but the execution of it was ridiculously terrible.
Yeah, and I wish that it had gone a different way.
Yeah,
and if it had to go this way, I wish it wouldn't have fallen on its face so quickly.
Yeah, so I guess bringing it back to Clone Wars, yes, I do feel like Echo's death, not death, is kind of cheapened in that way.
Yeah, it's
because when they open that coffin thing, I thought he was dead. Like, when he fell out, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I thought they were just reading his memory DNA or something.
His brain, his clone chip, whatever. And you're like, oh god, he's really dead. And then Rex is like, Echo! And he wakes up. And he's like, Rex, is that you? And you're like, okay. Can we see a dead body in Star Wars, please? I mean, can we see a dead body, please?
Yeah, I mean, they could have grabbed any old clone to do what they're doing, too.
Right. So, I mean, like, why'd you have to make it this emotional thing where it's like, oh, Echo, Rex was starting to, like, question the war and shit. Like, that would have been a really good plot point and excellent writing. A soldier actually considering, is the cause I'm fighting for just?
Well, I'm sure he can still continue down that path. I mean, we know he does.
Oh, yeah, because he has that line that says, we have mixed feelings because we got that from the trailer.
Yeah, and we've seen him in Rebels, so we know what conclusion he comes to.
Oh, yeah, that makes that anticlimactic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, is this whole season just going to be a silent fart?
No, I mean, I like that they're tying stuff together.
Okay.
But Echo, that was kind of lame, and not as exciting as they intended, is all.
Yeah, I think they were waiting for this big payoff, and it just didn't come.
Well, maybe they'll have a few more episodes. I think the big payoff is Ahsoka showing back up. That'll be cool.
That
she didn't die.
Because isn't she in the lower levels?
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Plus, this will stir Anakin up a lot more. And that's what I'm excited for.
And then we get to see Maul.
Hopefully, yeah.
Like, we had a whole fucking trailer worth of Maul. I thought we were going to start off on Mandalore.
Yeah. Oh, and now I am excited to see if they'll tie this into Solo so we can see him form the Crimson Dawn and get that started.
I really want to see, like, what Palpatine said to him after shocking the shit out of him and giving him back Mandalore.
He said he had plans.
Right, but I want to know what those plans are.
Yeah, me too, because I don't know what they could have come to, because in Rebels, he's lost control of the underworld again and runs off and gets himself killed real quick.
So. Right. By, well, spoilers, Ben Kenobi. Because he opens up the holocron and shit, and he's like, ah, I see the future! And it's like, okay. Everyone just chill. Have you ever noticed the dark side has no chill?
Yeah, that's the point.
Well, I think we've given the broiler long enough.
Oh, true.
Okay. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed our rant on Clone Wars and some of Episode 9, which was not intended, but always good to talk about.
It'll be out on digital.
Woo, woo.
In 9 days.
9 days, because it was 10 yesterday. Give us a like on Facebook. We Interpretations of a Concept Facebook page. It is an open group. Check out Dead Magnolias, which is Megan and Nola's podcast. And check out The Blacklist, another podcast written by five dudes about political stuff, I think. I don't know. I haven't really listened to anything they put out recently. And I'm a terrible friend, and I apologize to The Blacklist, but I told them I'd shout them out. Do we have any special announcements?
No, but if you guys have any ideas you'd like to hear us discuss, talk about, or try, let us know, because we're scrounging. We've got a few lined up, but we haven't had time to prepare them yet.
Right. This weekend was very busy, so thank you for bearing with us on that, too. If you do have any suggestions, I know a lot of you have my number or Ian's number, text us. Or put it on the Facebook page. Or, hell, even comment on Apple. I monitor Apple every day to see what you all have to say. Sadly, no one has to say anything yet, and that's okay. I think that's about it. Let's go make some burgers.
Yeah, I'm ready to eat.
All right. Well, y'all have a good week.
Bye, gang.
Bye.